Live on SEN Track, you're listening to Crossing Codes on Track.
Welcome back to Crossing Codes on SEN Track. Miles Fitzner with you, and an interview I've been looking forward to for a while. Someone I met a long time ago up at the Magic Millions, and well, a heavy hand in racing right up the eastern seaboard. Comes from a heavy racing family, very well involved, very knowledgeable, been right around the world with it too. Her name is Gab Nutt. She's marketing and client relations for Kieran Ma Racing, but there's a lot more to the story, and she joins me on the line. Gab, how are you?
Hi, Miles. Good to talk to you.
Good to chat. Thank you for the information on Annabelle Neesham last week. Understand living with her. We sort of caught her out a little bit. She was thinking, how do you know so much?
I know. She came in, she goes, who have you been speaking to? And I said, oh, he's an old buddy. So I apologise, but I don't apologise.
Well, she did say to me when she finished, she said she better have the kettle on. But once I asked her about the prep for the marathon, she went, oh, well, you've been talking to Gab Nutt. So that was obviously the stitch up from the get-go. Hey,
you know, Gab, we always like to keep it funny.
Absolutely. We've got a heap that we can talk about, and because for those that don't know a story surrounding this week in regards to the Sydney Cup, we're going to get to that in a minute. But first, we're going to start with Kieran Ma Racing. You're up in Sydney. You're heavily involved with Kieran Ma Racing in there from marketing, client relations, you name it, sales. But you also ride a few of these horses as well. Gab, let's start with, you've got a big hand this weekend at Randwick. You've got essentially five runners that I've got down in my books in some big races too. Let's start with, which one, out of the five, which one haven't you been on?
Which one haven't I ridden? I haven't ridden Southern France. I haven't ridden Southeast Ave. But so all the others, yeah, all the others I have. Just at the beach, mind you, I'm not that skilled or probably that light enough to be a jockey. At the track, but no, just at the beach, which is great fun. It's a big part of Kieran's operation and getting horses down there to just kind of relax on the beach, and it's a good thing for recovery, not only physically but mentally. It changes up their routine a little bit, and they just thrive, and so they love it. But you know, I haven't sat on the competitor for this weekend in Southern France.
Let's start with Sir Dragonet, though. I mean, taking a horse like that, a genuine superstar, to the beach. But he lines up in the Queen Elizabeth and essentially tell us how he's going. But, I mean, what a horse he's been.
Southern Francis, Sir Dragonet is such a dude. Like, he has the most amazing temperament on him. You know, just today we had the ATC ambassador, Montana Cox, in shooting for the paper, and he just stood there. Like, he's such a good horse. His temperament's amazing. Physically, he's not a really big and imposing horse, but he's obviously such a superstar, and he just has a heart on him that is just tries and tries and tries. And he takes a bit of work, this horse, physically. Like, he likes to do a lot of work, and you know, he's just come on and on throughout the whole prep. And I think Kieran and Dave are really happy at where he's at now. They think he's finally back to his Cox Plate peak. You know, we use a lot of data and we analyse that a lot in all of our training. The sports science team down in Melbourne do that. And so they're always chatting to Kieran and Dave, you know, telling them all the data that is aligned with the horse. And I think he's pretty right to go.
Hey,
will be very exciting.
Yeah, it should. It comes up in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Now, I mean, it's a race that's got talent absolutely everywhere. We're going to chat to Chris Lees in a minute about Mugatu. But very elegant, a Dabe, both in the race. Still lines up around a $6 chance. You're thinking that he can roll very elegant, the Supermare?
I mean, I think he'll be right in the finish. He showed to all the doubters he can handle the good track. And it's definitely going to be either a soft five or better. I think, you know, with the day and the blinkers going on and he's not going to get that wet track he likes, you know, that puts the Dragon right back in the fold. And the way he won the Tancred and the way he's been working since, you know, he's just gone up and up. And I'm sure, you know, very elegant. She's an unbelievable racehorse. But I think we've got a chance, and I reckon we'll be in there.
Let's talk about a couple of the others. Amish Boy in the three-year-old sprint.
Yeah, this fella just tries his heart out every time. He's always at big odds. Like, you know, he's always in the 11s, 14s, 15s and manages to sneak a place. You know, it was the same in the when he ran down in Melbourne in that Group 1. It was when he ran at Magic Millions in January. He just is a horse that, again, can find some placings. And so I think he's a great each way bet.
Yeah, I thought 19s and $4.60 was probably well overs. Crystal Bound.
Absolutely.
Crystal Bound in the Percy Sykes.
She's a special horse. Yeah, she's done unbelievably well. And she's been a horse that started up here in Sydney. She spent her time up here in Sydney towards last year, end of last year. And then she went down to Melbourne. And it just, you know, it shows that the operation sort of works in all its locations. And so she came up here and we kicked her off. And she never got to a race up here, but then took her down there, and she obviously won very impressively at the Valley.
Smashed them by six lengths.
Yeah. Fastest time a two-year-old has ever run at the Valley. So again, she looks like she's going to get it mostly her way tomorrow. She'll jump and probably get to the front and get to the front and then go.
Hey, a couple of others we'll quickly touch on. Southern France in the Sydney Cup and Sassy Sav's at longer odds in the Australian Oaks. But we'll start with Sassy Sav very quickly, and then we want to talk Sydney Cup because there's another leg in here that I'm going to.
Yeah, look, Sassy, I think, you know, obviously it's going to be a big ask for her, but she's very bright and well. That field is red hot in the Oaks with Hungry Heart and a few others. So, look, I mean, it's a roll at the dice. But you know, she's doing good.
Sydney Cup. Let's touch on this now. There's a reason why this is an interesting race, and we'll talk about Southern France. But you also part own a horse in this race called She's Ideal, and there's a bit of a story behind She's Ideal. And I've tried to do my homework and work it out, but bred by Brian, your father at Attunga, and then went to go to New Zealand, if I'm correct, got injured, and then decided she was going over there to be sold, got injured, and then decided to keep her. You and your sister Anna have taken shares in her. Now, you're second in the Tancred to Sir Dragon A. You're standing there, obviously, with your Ma Eustace team, but you're running second in a Group 1 behind Sir Dragon A with your own horse. Now a lead up into a Sydney Cup. You've got Southern France in the Sydney Cup, and you own one in there. I mean, this is... It's a very, very interesting story, Gab. Like, this stuff doesn't happen very often.
No, and I mean, she's unbelievable. Like, I think she started off and she couldn't even win at Muswellbrook. And then she's just gone up and up and up each prep. She's been unbelievable, but...
Your dad didn't offer you more shares than her when she couldn't win at Muswellbrook.
No. And my auntie and uncle and all that are in her too, and a bunch of dad's friends that he put in. And my cousins are in there. But Dad actually bred the horse off Murray Baker's nom to Dundeal. So, you know, the Bakers are a long time good family friend. And Dad's had a lot of horses with Bjorn and never anything that's been any good. So it's really nice to actually get something that can run around in the city every Saturday, let alone run around in group threes, group twos, and now group ones. Like, coming second last weekend, I don't think I've seen the old man so happy in a very long time. He was just elated. He, you know, he was like, oh my God, we just ran second to a Cox Plate winner in a group one. And I was just like, oh my gosh. It was amazing. No, it was really, really good and really surreal and so much fun. And I mean, it just shows she's got a live chance on Saturday in the Sydney Cup, $2 million race. And if she can get the 3-2, which we think she can. I actually watched her work this morning. I was in the tower and Bjorn pointed her out and said, your horse is about to work. And I was like, oh, okay, yep, I'll swap over to this camp now and watch this.
Gab, on this, like, dropped 7 kilos in the weights. Now, you're drawn what I would say okay in four. Rachel King goes on board. You run second behind Sir Dragon A. Now, a done deal was proven, wasn't he, over sort of 2,400. Now, I take it that Anna's girl is an Anabar mare. Now, Anabar probably not as noted for distance. So, it, obviously clean-winded, isn't she? But you're pretty... Because my only concern is, I think this horse, genuinely, I've done form for the last 4 days, is up, it like is in this race up to its neck. As long as the 3,200 is the only query.
That's the only query, you're right. And, you know, I was saying to Bjorn this morning, he just said, like, this horse has changed again. You know, she's just lengthened. And she just looks fantastic. And she's as fit. She's rock hard fit. So, you know, he's very happy. I think everyone's very excited because she shouldn't have been able to do what she did at Weight for Age two weeks ago at 57 kilos. And dropping back to 50 now puts her right up in it. I mean, I think she's obviously from Barrier 4. She's going to get a pretty soft run. Not going to be, you know, covering a lot of ground, which will definitely help her. And she does have that electric turn of foot that you see in all of her races. So when she comes around that turn and the field spreads across Randwick like it usually does, hopefully she just gets that gap and can make a run for it.
Well, she loves Randwick, as you could see in the record, but also there looks to be, like with the chosen one drawing wide, you'd think that there's going to be some pace put into the race as well, which is probably going to suit. And I'm actually going to make it one of my bets, certainly of the day on SEN track. I can't believe
no
the price.
No, well, you can quinella it with Southern France, because I think, like, we know here he's flying and, you know, he's by Galileo, who's obviously one of the best sires, or is probably the best sire in the world. And he's flying, and this has been his aim all prep as well. So I think it might be a close one again.
Have you got somewhere booked to go after Randwick with the family, win, lose or draw? Because that is one party, I can guarantee, and I can say this to all the listeners listening out there right around Australia, if you want to go to a party with someone after the races, you want to go with the nuts, have you got somewhere booked?
No.
I'd get on to that and make sure somewhere to go, win, lose, or draw.
I don't know if we want to jinx that, but we didn't book anywhere last weekend. My roles, client relations manager with Kieran Maher, we didn't book anything last weekend, and Explosive Jack won the Derby, and I think we celebrated for 3 days. So it was large, and I'm only just recovered.
Yeah, I saw your little gif that got made with the celebrations from the Derby. It looked like shades of Tommy Inglis and Ida's gate crashing someone's Group 1 at the Derby here in South Australia too. Absolutely carrying on like pork chops. Hey, there's an interesting runner coming over here to Adelaide where I am called Steinem for Kieran as well in the Auraria Stakes.
Yeah, she's a really classy filly. She's taken a lot of time, but she's by Frankel, so we knew that she was never going to be early. But the guys down in Melbourne are really happy with her. She's owned by some great people. Obviously, she runs in Francis and Christine Cook's colours. And they got her from Easter a couple of years ago for 300 grand. So, you know, the way that she's won her past two starts has been very impressive. And I think all the Oaks, you know, the late autumn Oaks are all on the agenda. And so this will be a nice step up for her and see how she goes.
Yeah, well, very, very short, around the $2.10 mark at the moment, and I'll be having a bit of a crack there on Steinem.
I'd say she's very good, well-placed, and Jai McNeil has gone over to ride her, so he's given up his book of rides down in Melbourne to do that, so that's a big vote of confidence there.
Gab, also, you did help me out with a bit of info on Annabelle Nisha, but what's it like living with somebody like that? Such an impressive, just an impressive person all around.
She's incredible. Like, I don't think I've met anyone that has so much determination and drive, and she's just a great person. She's fun to be around. She's very caring and thoughtful, and she loves this game like we all do. And so, you know, I met her a few years ago when I moved back from overseas. She said, can we live together? I said, yeah, want to get a job. Got a job that I was going to be working with her, and then she goes out on her own. So, no, it's the best of both worlds now, and, you know, she's fantastic, and I'm so proud that she's done what she's done in such a short space of time.
Very quickly before we go, the run of the sales would have gone well for a Tunga stud. You're one of the leading studs in the country, and, well, some of the nicest people in the country, especially your old man, but you had a good sales selling period.
Yeah, I mean, look, the sales season this year, I don't think anyone expected it to boom the way it did. Everyone was cautiously optimistic with COVID and everything going on. But, you know, he sold everything at Magic's and had a great sale up there. And he did well at Easter as well. So he was ecstatic with the results that he got out of those two sales. You know, he's downsized recently, so he's really trying to make it a boutique niche farm with that can produce good racehorses. And so all eyes turn up north now to the Magic Millions in June, that sale. But no, he's just, you know, had a great little run, and having a good racehorse to go along with it always helps.
Gab, appreciate your time so much. I understand you're busy. Huge week for you, Sir Dragonet and the Queen Elizabeth, and yeah, part owning She's Ideal in the Sydney Cup. Must be a great thrill. Please pass my regards on to your old man and to your sister as well, please, and wish them all the best. But thanks so much for your time here on SEN Track. Greatly appreciate it.
Great. Good to chat to you, Miles. Speak soon.
Gab Nutt there. Super, super impressive operator is Gab Nutt. It's been around the world. It comes from, yeah, one of the great horse families in Australia. And, like, what a thrill with a horse that was going to be sold, gets injured. You know, bred by Brian Nutt and the team at Attunga there, and then they've got to run it in the Sydney Cup. And right in it up to its absolute eyeballs is She's Ideal, and I'll be having a good go at that. Hey, coming up after the break, we're going to have a chat with Chris Lees. We're going to talk about Mugatu, however you like to pronounce it, and his chances. This is Crossing Codes with Miles Fitzner on SEN Track. We'll be back right after this.
Live on SEN Track, you're listening to Crossing Codes on Track.